Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Happy Sunday, happy Easter, happy holiday. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, Leisha, I am fine.
Hey, Leisha.
Hey,
happy
Leisha.
Resurrection Day, everybody.
All right, all
yes,
right, all right.
Happy Resurrection Day.
Yes. What's going on?
I know you threw down today. I was about to say, I know Miss T threw down today.
You know she did. You know it.
I just fed the kitties. Yes, I made some barbecue beef ribs, boneless ribs, some good old southern home fries, some sweet corn and some cornbread, and some blueberry juice.
Okay. Well, I see that.
All right.
Everybody over there should be sitting down, fat and full.
Everybody but me.
Everybody but you, right? That's okay. You'll get to it. You got to host the queen tonight. So
yes.
After that, all your hunger and everything will kick back in, and you'll be able to hit those pots and pans.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we got a good show tonight. We got the queen herself, Wahida Clark, will be in the clubhouse this evening. We will be changing our regularly scheduled programming for the Author Wives till next Sunday. Next Sunday, the next episode 3 of Author Wives will kick back in. Tonight is our special episode. Wahida Clark has that fabulous book jumping off on the 22nd, Blood, Sweat, and Payback. She's going to be on here tonight with all of her exclusives. I can't wait to hear what's coming up out of that camp next. She'll be sharing it with you. The callers are already pouring in. The chat room is already filling up. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal show. I can't wait. She's always cooking up something really, really good, her and Nuance Art over there. And that's her right hand, her sidekick, making sure everything is new and refreshing coming out of WCP. So they have some great things they're going to share tonight. And we're going to be giving away copies of her latest book, Blood, Sweat, and Payback. So make sure when the queen gets on here, she starts talking, asking questions. You guys are hitting those ones. We're going to be giving out some books. We're also going to be giving out Erin's I Used to Love Her from G Street Chronicles. We'll be also giving that away. So we're going to give some books out tonight. We're going to have some fun in the clubhouse with the queen. And it's going to be great. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yes,
I'm looking forward to it.
So am I. I've been hyped all day for this show, Nene.
Oh, my goodness. I'm happy that you've been hyped all day. Because then that way, she'll be able to feel that energy and feel that love. And we're going to have fun. So get your questions ready, ladies. But go ahead on and introduce the show proper. I'm just going to sit back and y'all go ahead and pay the bills.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, hello, everybody. The gang is all back on this Sunday evening with Writing Royalty Blog Talk Radio. We have a fabulous show lined up for you, just like the boss lady, Dini, please said. My name is Tony. For those of you that don't know this voice right now, I am an avid reader. I love everything relating to literature. Reading is fundamental, is what I've always heard. But to my right, I want to reintroduce one of my fabulous co-hosts, the beautiful Miss Leisha. Hey, girl, how you doing again?
I'm good, Miss T. T. Hey, everybody. For all those that don't know who I am, my name is Leisha. I'm the head of Writing Royalty Promotions, as well as the head promoter for Nene Capri and Boss Lady Publishing. I run 4 Facebook groups. We have an awesome, awesome show. We have the talented Wahida Clark in the clubhouse. She is kicking it with us today. And I am so excited. As Tony said, we've been super excited I've been excited since we found out. So this is going to be good.
Yes.
Yes. And we also,
without further ado, it is me.
We also have
Aaron
the number one. But see, you know, he didn't even get to it. You see, he come in here like that.
I was over here.
I didn't get to ask him what he cooking or nothing. Sheesh.
It didn't seem like you were interested. I'll just go ahead and hop on in.
Aaron, you heard her say she's excited. You heard her.
You know we gotta do.
Yes,
right.
She's excited.
You know we got housekeeping. We got people coming over. See how he getting all right? That's the number one son of y'all, Mr. Aaron Bebo. I was gonna call him Chef 101, but he messed all of that up. So I'm just kidding. Y'all know he do. He be cooking. What did you cook today, Bebo? Because I know you cooked something good.
Just a few steaks, some yellow rice, some green.
My watch got stuck.
My watch is just stopped on 4:20.
That's a shame. Oh man,
he got that itis. He got that itis.
Oh, yeah,
so what's coming? What's coming down the pike, Miss Tony? What we got on deck?
What we got on deck? I just want to remind everybody about the fabulous book between you and my co-host Aaron Bebo. Miss Nene has a P-Trap series 1, 2, and 3, and please be on the lookout because 4 is coming down the pipe. It'll be here before you know it. She is penning a fabulous read as we speak. She also has the Trusto B series 1, 2, and 3. 3 just recently released, and she shares those fabulous titles with none other than the Cash Street Lit author. So please pick those up in your library because you will not be disappointed. Nene has an awesome release on the G Street Chronicles, because you know they're taking over, called Tainted. And if you ain't got that, man, you got to get Tainted in your library part 2, as we speak. It's also coming down the pipe. So be on the lookout for that. And my co-host, Mr. Aaron Bebo himself, has some fabulous works. Among those are Cupid's Assassin, Bunches of Love, which is Cupid's Assassin Part 2. Aaron also has the latest release, I Used to Love Her. Bebo, I got to give you head. It was really good. That's also under the G-Street Chronicles.
Thank you very much.
So like I said, you are welcome. They are taking over. So please make sure you pick those up.
And also,
you're so excited, Leisha. I'm going to have to send you the hair and makeup.
I thought she was finished, and I was going to bring up the till my casket drops, but she got it.
No, you can go ahead. You can go ahead. I'll share it. I just take a breather, girl.
We still got that banging pin drama. We're going to have that pin off between Aaron Bebo and Cash the Street author. You guys, Aaron's Till My Casket Drops has been out. You guys got to grab his version. Don't sleep on his pen. I'm telling you, I have read it. It is very good. Now, once you read that, you're going to have to read Cash's version, which, you know, I am Team Cash, so I know that he is going to put that casket on Aaron's head. But,
oh, Lord.
Yes. Team
Cash
all day.
You guys have to find out where I put him at first.
We ain't worried.
Nobody knows but me. I swallow the
We
seat.
Ain't worried. We ain't worried.
Well, that's what's up. We got some great reads coming out of this camp. We got some great, great reads. Of course, always coming out of WCP. Wahida has that coming out shortly. I'm quite sure she's going to have something else banging coming out her corner. You can look forward to the Golden Hustler 2. She's also penning that Thugs Part 7, which I believe is the finale of the Thugs series. We're going to get more information on that from her. I know the readers are going to go crazy if and when she ends that series. That series is an icon amongst, you know, this genre, that Thug series. That's the series that got her coined, you know, the queen of street lit fiction, the queen of thug love fiction. So that has been going on. That is what jump-started her career. Now we're on the second book that jump-started her career. This series right here, the Payback series, went on ahead and took her above and beyond to those New York Times best-selling lists and Essence best-selling lists. And she penned the first titles that she had while she was behind the wall. So it's going to be great to get her on here and have her highlight a lot of important moments of her career. This is another big, big, big accomplishment for Wahida and moving along this journey that she has been on for the last, what is it, almost 13 years, I think, 13 years. We've been doing this. Yeah, she started penning that first one somewhere around 2000, and it just has been moving ever since, nonstop. So, yes, the queen keeps the heat coming out that corner. Also, you know, the people in the camp with the young adult novels. Also, the heart of street fiction coming out that camp with Cash and Anthony Fields and Victor L. Martin. And, of course, the one and only NeNe Capri. We have been able, through her tutelage, to pen hot, hot, hot novels and catapult really good writing careers for ourselves. With her expectations and her format and everything that she has in place. It's just been a great, great experience, and I'm glad I was able to start my pen underneath WCP. So this has been great, and I can't wait to get her on here, and we're going to be able to hear from her the journey, plus all the hot, hot, hot exclusives that she has coming, her book tour, which will be jumping off. What is that, next week? I think she even leaves tomorrow for something, but she'll keep everybody abreast. I posted two of her tour dates on my page, so please keep up with me. Keep up with Nuance Art. Things are always coming out of her corner that's new with Wahida Clark and Camp WCP. So please, if you're not already friends with Nuance Art on either Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, make sure you know you follow her. Outside of following Wahida, because she's her right hand. She posts all the exclusives. She posts all the tour schedules and everything. So definitely you want to keep up with all the Wahida Clark pages as well as keep up with Nuance Art. And I will try to continue to post whatever I catch from either one of them so you guys can keep up with her summer giveaways, her exclusives, her tour schedule of where she'll be next. And what else is coming out of her camp? So please, please, please keep your eyes peeled for that because you know she's always cooking up something fresh and hot in that WCP kitchen. So definitely do that. What we definitely want to do next is
You got to remind them, NeNe.
Go ahead. What I'm reminding
you gotta remind them of. You got to remind them, y'all. Get ready to click those ones. On the 22nd, she will be dropping the final installment of Payback. It'll be Blood, Sweat, and Payback. I can't wait. Can't wait. So y'all keep y'all cyber eyes peeled because we're going to have a good time this week. This is going to be a good week. Can't wait.
Yes,
so y'all get ready to click them ones because it's going down this week.
Look, she put her blood, sweat, and tears into that one. So make sure that you're ready to get them clicks on Kindle, Nook, iTunes, them paperbacks. Matter of fact, if you already have ordered, if you're in the Philadelphia, if you haven't already ordered, you're in the Philadelphia area, that Blood, Sweat, and Payback is at Black and Nobel on Broad Street. It's there, and it's also at Books a Million in the Gallery Mall in Philly. I've seen them in both spots. Mm-hmm. So if you guys do not already have it and you want to cop that Blood, Sweat, and Payback early, you can. If you're in the Philadelphia, Camden, or in those areas, you can get it at Black and Nobel or Books a Million in the Gallery Mall. So you'll be ahead of the game if you're in that Philly area. The callers are really filling up. This is bananas. The queen always brings them out. The chat room is all filled up. Y'all go ahead and read her bio so we can get ready to bring the queen in. Yeah, I can see her in the queue.
Most definitely, most definitely. Now we have three-time New York Times best-selling author Wahida Clark has become one of the most sought-after urban lit authors of this generation. Wahida Clark was born and raised in Trenton, New Jersey. She decided to start writing fiction while serving a 9.5-year prison sentence, including a nine months in solitary confinement at a women's federal camp in Lexington, Kentucky. While behind bars, Clark received a publishing deal with a major publishing house, which allowed her to write and release 7 novels and laid the groundwork for her publishing company, Wahida Clark Presents Publishing. Released from prison in June of 2007, Wahida Clark signed with Cash Money Content to the publishing arm from the iconic record label, Cash Money Records, home to multiple platinum hip-hop recording artists. To this date, Wahida Clark has released 13 successful novels. She has sold more than 700,000 books, including 3 New York Times bestsellers with Cash Money Content. In April 2013, under Cash Money Content, she released Under Thy Thug to follow up to her New York Times best-selling title, Justify My Thug, which stayed on the list at number 19, only 2 weeks after its release. Payback Ain't Enough made it to the debut on the New York Times extended bestsellers list at 27 in 2012, and is followed up by Payback With Your Life, April 22nd, 2014, she will be dropping that Blood, Sweat, and Payback, which will be the final installment of that series. Her style is street, raw, and she has imagination that is in overdrive. When you read her novels, they are so real, you are convinced, and this is so true, of one of three things: that you are inside the book, that you know the characters, and that you want to meet the characters.
Her own publishing company, Wahida Clark Presents, is one of the fastest-growing independent publishing houses in the country. This year, Wahida Clark will celebrate her first stage production with the debut of Thugs and the Women Who Love Them. The production will open on May 1st and will run through May 4th of 2014 at the Tabernacle in Atlanta, Georgia. As well as being an accomplished author, Wahida Clark is a gifted motivational speaker. She shares her story often in hopes of opening the eyes of young people caught up in the life of fast money on the streets of our urban communities. As co-founder and national VP of Prodigal Sons and Daughters Redirection Services, PSD, Clark is committed to reaching young male and female offenders. A multifaceted program, PSD's mission is to prepare former offenders for a smooth transition into home life, work life, the community, and society. Clark brings the program to prisons, halfway houses, and youth houses in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania monthly. The program graduates at least 100 former offenders per year. And that, people, is the great Wahida Clark.
Wow.
Absolutely. Aaron?
Drop that beat.
Why? and respect the sire. Fix the fire. My people's had it up to hear the cause of feeling fear. The sound is playing like a Q-tip digging in your ear. Mama Zulu stands for positivity, knowledge, and grace. I never run my beats to them, I take it to your face. Open wide your hope and eyes, gotta stop or maybe choke. Cause it's very hard to be while I has got you in a yoke. I caught your thought, I cut it short and no one's ever getting near. Latifah had it up to here. Commercially a pain to my mind and my behind trying to disdain. Pumping me off because the queen has now reached a certain plateau. All I do is boo and say it's that so. Talk is cheap and if talk got any cheaper, huh? They be selling Nike tongues instead of sneakers. Case, sirrah, sirrah, blah, 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 etc. This is the scene from the queen, la, la. Lovely and lyrically loose, but ladylike. I'm too slick to slip or get tripped by the shady type. Chump shall talk and still wonder how loose I got. When I'm in town, I give the rooster boost a shot. Break, break, face, face, never, never wait, waste your mind on a rhyme that'll get thrown in your front and face. I caught your thought, I cut it short, and no one's ever getting near. Latifah's had it up to here.
Another hot banger about to hit their hands. How do you feel about that?
Nene, I'm just grinding so hard. All I do is just grind. Then when I look up, it's time for the new release. That's all I can say.
Don't even have time to take it all in, right?
I'm telling you, I just look up and I'm like, damn, it's April 22nd already.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, y'all. It's crazy. And Lust for, and Payback is crazy.
It's crazy. Bananas.
Yes. Yes.
I'm excited. I'm excited. What can they look forward to? I mean, we know always it's going to be drama. It's going to be murder. It's going to be hot sex scenes. What can they look forward to? Is there anything different that you gave the readers this time around?
Nuance just hollered to turn the mic up, whatever that's supposed to mean. Y'all technical people in that end.
Okay, Aaron, turn the mic up. That's what he does.
His handle, Nuance.
We got it.
Okay, we down here.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Queen. Can you hear it? Can you hear everybody?
Okay.
You got it.
Well, I'm fine. As long as y'all can hear me. Go ahead, rephrase your question. What did you say, Nene?
What different can they expect out of this particular novel? Did you give them anything?
It's nothing different. You know, Wahida, everybody knows my style. Raw, gritty, fast-paced. I'm not attached to none of the characters. I may love them, but, you know, sometimes they have to go. And it ain't nothing different. Just the heat.
It's that heat. You said the same old, the same what they can usually expect, backfire.
Ain't nothing different. Only thing different about Blood, Sweat, and Payback is I am the first Urban Street Lit author to drop a book act. So April 22nd, y'all, hope y'all listening. Get ready for the Blood, Sweat, and Payback book act. Now, for those of you that don't know, I'm sure everybody knows what an app is. But inside the Blood, Sweat, and Payback book app, of course you got some chapters of Blood, Sweat, and Payback for those who, under a rock, never heard of the Payback series. You got extended sneak peek of the Golden Hustler Part 2. And ladies, listen to this. You got an audio tape or audio book of the letter by Trey Macklin. And the app is free, so all you have to do is go download it on April 22nd. And I'm telling you, that letter by Trey Macklin, reading it is one thing, but listening to it, man, you're going to be playing that thing over and over and over. And the other thing that's on the app is Nuance. She did a song with Christopher Williams. Y'all know who Christopher Williams is, right? New Jack City.
Yeah.
Old school singer. She did a cut with him called Non-Conditional. So that's on there. And she's on there doing that. So that beat is hot. That song is hot. And what else is in the app, y'all? Some videos, live videos of me, what made me do the Payback series.
Okay.
And that's it for now. As far as the
that's
app
a full, that's fully loaded.
Love.
That's a full package.
Well, it's fully loaded, right?
Yes.
Yeah, indeed. Look, you gave up the gift.
Download it for free, and you get all that. Only thing I'm asking is, once y'all download it, check it out, put your reviews up on Amazon.
Okay, so where can they download that at? Which device?
It's going to be on Android, so, you know, Amazon, they always roll first. And then it's coming out on Google and iTunes. They always take pretty long. But Amazon, between now and the 22nd, I'm told it would have been done today because we just submitted it and got it done. And we're like, okay.
Oh, wow. That's going to be sick. I'm going to be stalking Amazon. So that's the first exclusive that the Queen has dropped. She has an app for the Blood, Sweat, and Payback series. Do not miss out. It's going to be hot videos, as she said. It's going to be some exclusive letters and different little tidbits to the up-and-coming books. Do not miss out. We will be tweeting it, blogging it, making sure everybody knows about it. So please keep your eyes peeled for that app. What else you got for us, Queen? Because you said you was going to really, like, drop some exclusives, and I'm stupid excited.
So that's the first thing, the Blood, Sweat, and Payback book app. First ever book app. Okay, the second thing.
Ever.
Finally, W. Clark Distribution. The author, the independent author, small publishers, they're going to love this. Get your book in front of 38,000 retailers. We finally got everything finalized. That's ready to go. For details, go to wclarkdistribution.com. reply.com. Just go there, put in your name and email. Everything will come to you automatically, all the information.
Mm.
That's the second big bomb.
The distribution.
We're excited. Like I said, we've been on our grind.
Hiroshima is
working,
gone. Hiroshima is off the map after that one right there.
Yes.
I hope
yes.
y'all was listening
the
out there.
The independent authors and the small publishers, they're going to love that because, you know, it's a problem. You know, I see the struggle as an author and a publisher because
right.
the big dogs, they don't tell you how it's done. You have you out here trying to make it right, trying to make it do right and act right, but you still got it on dark shades. We just feel no way around. But I was going
right.
to partner up with distributors, and it's on and popping.
It's on and popping. Could you please ask Nuance to post that information as soon as she can, if she could post that on her page so that we can
okay.
also spread the word and get that into the hands of the independent publishers
right.
and, you know, authors that's coming along.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's bananas. That is bananas. So you got the distribution going. You got the app going. You got the second mixtape going. That first mixtape was bananas. You know, people like Eon Williams, Young Turk, Willie Dutch, they came out and did their thing, White Mike. Now we have a new, fresh mixtape on the scene for the Blood, Sweat, and Payback series.
Yeah.
What can we expect out of that? We got a song we're going to play tonight. Nuance is bananas.
Okay.
Can't wait to play it. That song is nice, her and Christopher Williams. We're going to play that in a
right.
few. But what
and that's
else
on
can
the
we
app. I made sure I put that on the app because I was feeling that too.
Yes, that thing is nice. I was like, okay, Nuance be getting it in. They don't know. She's
a
graphic artist.
Solid on the DL, right?
Yes, yes. And she'll jump in the studio and do a little bit of something. But
absolutely.
I can't wait to play.
She went on her back to do the whole soundtrack for, you know, that she did for Honor Like Us. She did the whole soundtrack for Blood, Sweat, and Payback. I didn't even know it. She was just behind the scenes
wow.
working.
So
yep.
when can we expect
she's
the
a,
whole the whole soundtrack? When can we expect that? Is it going to drop the same time the book drops or shortly after?
I have to ask Nuance. Like I said, I just basically found that out like yesterday. I just moved out the single. And then yesterday I found out about the whole soundtrack. But I'll ask her. You know, we'll post it. Soon as that's ready to rock and roll.
Yes, yes. Make sure you guys are looking for that. Make sure that you are pressing your ones when we start asking for questions. We will be giving out copies of the Blood, Sweat, and Payback book
yes.
in the Philly area. Please get down to Books A Million or Black and Nobel. You can copy it early. It's the 20th. You will have it 2 days earlier than everybody else. It looks so sexy sitting on them shelves.
Uh-oh.
So definitely.
All right, Nuance.
Get it, yes. Nuance is doing her thing with that, with those covers.
Yeah, she done got sick with it. She done got sick with it. And don't forget, I'm going to be at the Half Note Lounge tomorrow, 8:00 in Bowie. I don't know how to say it, Bowie or Bowie, Maryland. It's called
okay.
the Half Note Lounge at 8:00 during the book signing.
And that's in Baltimore,
okay.
Maryland.
Bowie, Maryland, or Bowie?
Bowie.
I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
B-O-W-I-E.
Okay. Well, make sure Nuance again posted it. She
okay.
posted it earlier, and I shared it. But we'll
okay.
if she can post it again tonight, so we can share it again, so we can let everybody know where you're going to be tomorrow. Are you going to be somewhere on Monday also?
No, tomorrow is Monday.
Tuesday. I think.
Okay.
Are you going to be somewhere on Tuesday?
Okay. We're in DC now. We got first thing in the morning. We got Sirius XM Radio. Then we
okay.
got this TV show radio, To the Contrary with Bonnie Irving. Then we
okay.
got Afro Newspaper. Then we got the Rodney Perry radio show. Then we got DJ Gatsby. Then we got NPR's Keep It Moving with Marsha Jews. Then GoodRadio.com. And then the Meet Me Monday. Then first thing Tuesday morning, we head back to Jersey, where we got to go to New York, Arise TV radio show. And then the City College of New York. Remember when I saw the City College, what movie was that? There was something happened with the City College. They had
oh, that was
that. What movie
was that? That was, I don't remember the movie, but that was like a that was a real incident. That was
City College. Yeah.
Yeah, Puffy and them. The Puffy was throwing a party up there. They stomped them kids out.
Okay, that's where I'll be at Tuesday.
Okay,
yeah. Arise Tuesday, and then the City College. And then after that, we go to the Doc Bookshop in Texas. But, you know, I keep forgetting what part of Texas the Doc Bookshop in. I've been there once before, but I forgot where. But we'll post that as well.
Dang, okay. You was moving.
I got
go
a
ahead.
Question, Ms.
Go ahead.
Go
ahead.
As far as like the XM Sirius Radio and some of the other venues that you said you're going to be hitting up, I'm familiar with the Sirius Radio joint. When you do like get in front of those forums, like the talk show, the radio, how much do you push to the forefront some of the ominous tones in your books and your writing? Because when they see you, when I see you, your name, even without seeing you, just seeing your name, it says success. So when you get a chance to speak, like, do you speak towards those ominous tones still, or do you more so speak in a tone of success and just what you're doing and the way you're heading?
Like Nene to tell you, I'm just always me. So it don't matter who I'm in front of. Like when I did that interview with Jackie Collins, you know, I just always be me. Ask me questions, I'll answer them, but Wahida's going to be Wahida. I just, you know, I'm Wahida. That's all I can do.
Okay.
Did that answer your question, Mr. Bebo?
Oh, Wahida, don't do that. Don't give me a hard time. I'm a buy a book. You know I'm going to have a book.
You're so crazy. I'm not giving you a hard time, brother. But, yeah, I just be me, sir. I don't care if it's Sirius XM, Jackie Collins, or
Martha
Ricky
Stewart.
Smiley, Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Listen,
please don't. I definitely don't want to try to put off like you ever putting on no persona. I didn't mean it like that. I'm definitely
right,
not
right.
saying.
Right, I know you didn't mean it, but I'm saying that's what I, that's all
that's
I do. I just be me. Yeah, just.
Wahida prefer to really be behind the scenes. She come out so that the readers can see her and they can get to know her.
Lied.
But if it was up to her, she'd just be in the background hustling. It wouldn't even matter.
That is all. That is all. Honestly, Aaron, the radio interview, the TV interview, like, oh, gosh, do I have to? But, yeah, I have to.
That's the truth. It be going at you too, don't it? And Nuance be like, "Come on, Mom."
Yeah. And Nene be the same way. All right, come on.
Let's go.
Yep.
So that's a good thing. It's good to put that they can see you and hear you. But Alicia has a question for you, right quick, Miss Alicia.
Yes, ma'am. This is Alicia who did the flyer.
Yes,
ma'am. How you doing today?
How you doing, my sister? How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. I'm good. I do have a question because I was reading your bio and the when it said you were in solitary for 9 months.
Hold on. Nene, that bio was way too long. I was like, well, y'all get on with it. We're going to
cut
that bio down.
I know. They didn't want to leave nothing out. They was like, we're going to cut something out. I said, cut it short.
God.
They didn't want to leave
out
none of your great accomplishments.
It was longer than that.
What are we talking about?
They lost you after the first half a paragraph.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Go
it
ahead.
Was longer than that. It was longer than that. We did. We cut some stuff out. We're saying we got to make sure we get everything, but some of that was too much.
And
say you
were
in solitary.
Well, go ahead.
And say you were in solitary for 9 months. And the first thing I was like, that's a long time, you know, just for a punishment. If you don't mind me asking, can you tell us why you were in solitary for so long?
Okay. It wasn't really solitary. It was the whole solitary in prison is when you were in a cell all by yourself. Now, that's solitary. I was in a hole, but there was also like 10 other women in the same room with me. So it wasn't solitary. We was all in a room, 10 of us, and it was like a fishbowl because it was glass all around. So the guards sitting at the big desk, and they can just see everything you're doing 24/7. The reason I went to the hole was because after my first book got published, Thugs and the Women Who Love Them, the Bureau of Prisons in Lexington, they wanted to know how did I do that while I was right there under their nose. So they called me down to the lieutenant's office, and, you know, they held the book up, and they asked me, how did I do that? So I explained to them that They had a writing course, creative writing course, and a Hollywood Publish course that I took, got the certificate, and did what it said do, and, you know, that was my first book, Thugs and Women Who Love Them. So they sent me back to my cell. The next day, they come back and get me again. This time, they had the handcuffs. They said, well, Miss Clark.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to have to put you in the hole until we investigate how you was able to do this under our nose. And then on top of that, you want to thank some of the staff in your acknowledgments. And they wanted to know if I had gave the staff any money and all this kind of stuff. So that's why I got put in the hole.
Mm-hmm. Shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was a blessing, though, Ms. Sadler, because in the hole, that's when I wrote, that's how the Payback series was born. Because them people that was coming through there, they were some colorful characters. So that's why I got Payback is a mother. That's why Payback is a, the Thug series is more like romance, relationship, but the Payback series is more just raw, street, and gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that was coming through there, I was like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I know when I first read the Thug series, when you sent that home on the paper, I was like, okay, this is rough. And, you know, being as though you don't really, you know, talk like that and stuff, you know, you're very business, I was so shocked. I was like, oh, my God, look at what Wahida's writing. And I thought some of the scenes was harsh, you know, and that at first with Snake and him dragging old girl in the gutter and everything. But then when I read the Payback series a couple of times, I had to close my eyes. I was like, oh, no, this really happened.
Yeah. That was an experience.
That was rough.
I mean,
that was
the bottom of society's barrel came through there.
And just to think that's women, you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
You know, the women in society, that's really, really
rough.
Absolutely. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What was your greatest lesson that you learned, you know, during that time and trying to, you know, keep everything together, keep the family together? Because, you know, every time you call home, you was always very positive, you know, for all of us. It didn't ever seem like you were behind the wall, you know, even in times of, you know, your down times, you still always had a positive word and everything, you know, for the family. What was your greatest lesson that you got from that time?
Well, Yaya. He said, you know, it's Wahida, you ain't in control. You may think you're in control, but you ain't in control, so just sit back and go with the flow and stay busy. And that was my greatest lesson, because if I didn't do that, because in solitary, we was locked down 23 hours a day. Don't let us out an hour just to go walk, because, you know, it'd be so freezing cold in there. I used to just want to get out into the little caves they had just to get some heat. That was the biggest lesson, just chill. I ain't in control. I'm here for a reason. Don't waste time. Make the most of it. And that was my biggest lesson.
That's powerful. And with those motivations, you know, you came home and you still, you know, hit the ground, you know, running like you didn't miss a day. And then you reached back and helped, you know, other inmate authors like Cash and Anthony.
Shout out to Cash and Anthony.
Yes.
Victor, absolutely.
Yes. To do the same thing. How did that make you feel?
I'm
to,
proud
you know,
of them,
know,
too. Y'all is, because people say, Dad, they start their own publishing company. I said, that's what I did. You know, I was published by the majors, but, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. Some of us are just entrepreneurs. So,
yes.
You know, I had to start my own thing. Even behind the prison, that's when I started mine.
Right.
But, yeah, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, that was good. That was a good piece of information. I just wanted to know how does it make you feel, but you pretty much answered it in that what you said, you know, people moving forward, you know, you being able to jumpstart folks off and then seeing them, you know, flourish and move forward
Absolutely.
On the platform that you had built for them. So
absolutely. And people with sense, that's what they're supposed to do, take advantage. You know, just don't sit there and just stay stagnant. You know, you got to always soar.
Always soar, yeah. I agree with that. And you're a perfect example of that. And we thank you, you know, for all the training, you know, because that's some serious training. You go through Wahida Clark Camp. That's a boot camp for you. If you go through there, you're going to learn what you need to know to be successful. I promise you that. You know, or you're going to die trying, because she either going to teach you what you need to know, or she's going to be brutally honest the whole step of the way. So that's what's up. But Ms. Tony has a question for you also, Ms. Wahida.
Okay. Why I think that? I thought Leisha and Tony were the same person, so Tony is somebody different?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
You can tell I'm introverted. I got to get out more. Go ahead. Hi, Miss Tony. How are you?
I am well, Miss Wahida. How are you this evening?
You don't even sound like Miss Sadler, but go ahead.
Well, first of all, it is such an honor to have you on our show this evening. And
thanks.
I also want to let you know it was an honor meeting you back in September when you and Nene came to Queens. I still have my signed copy, and I treasure it to this day. But
awesome.
I do have a question.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. I appreciate it, y'all.
Well, we appreciate and love you back. In reading your bio, I just wanted to know, where did you get the desire to write? Was it while you were in prison? I mean, what was the force behind you writing that first word to your book?
Yeah, it was definitely while I was in prison. Before I went to prison, writing a book, that wasn't on the agenda. I didn't know I could write and never didn't think about writing, wasn't planning on writing. And the only books I read was either motivational, spiritual, self-help books.
Mm.
So, but while I was locked up, one day I called home. I said to my niece, send me some money. She said, Wahida, we'll see what we can do. I said, what do you mean? You see what you can do it now. Mind you, I'm just starting my bid. I've only been locked up like seven months, not even a year. So she said, Wahida, we get ready to move back up to Jersey. I said, why? She said, you're not out here to run your businesses. They get ready to foreclose on your house. They repossess your bins. They're taking all your other cars. We just can't keep the stuff up. We're packing up and going up to Jersey. So that was my wake-up call. When I hooked up that phone, I had to pray because I had two teenage daughters out there. My husband, he was locked up. So I said, oh, my gosh, I got to do something. What can I do to maintain? It costs money to live in the federal system. Like I said, I had two teenage daughters out there. I needed to. I was used to taking care of them. I was used to sending my husband money who was locked up. So I was like, I got to do something. So when you pray and you just prominent in your mind, the universe works with you. So as soon as I said that, I got to do something. What can I do, Lord? What can I do? I'm working in the library, and this was shortly after I put it out there, and I picked up this magazine. It was either Source or XXL Vile. I don't remember which magazine it was. But in it, it had this picture in there, Shannon Holmes, and it said that he was in prison, and he had wrote a book called Be More Careful. So I'm like, wait a minute, this dude is in prison. He wrote a book. So I'm sitting in the library. I'm sitting all by myself because that was my job. Nobody, 8 o'clock in the morning, nobody's down, was usually down here but me. So I'm looking at all the books on the bookshelf. Then I start visualizing my name on the spines of the book, Wahida Clark, Wahida Clark. And I'm looking at all these books, Wahida Clark. And I said, I'm going to write me a book. That's what I'm going to do. Shannon Holmes did. He in prison. I'm in prison. Wahida Clark, I'm going to write me a book. And that's what made me start writing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
And, but
then say.
Because, but check this out. Right after I said I'm going to write me a book, now I didn't know how to write. All I did was just started writing. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. But then this lady had came to the prison as an inmate on the streets. Her profession was a literary agent. So as soon as she stepped on the compound, she had asked the warden, could she give a class on creative writing and self-publishing? So, of course, when the warden approved it, they put the sign-up sheet on the wall, and I saw that. You know, I was the first one to sign up for it. So it was on after that.
And they said, and the queen was born.
It was really on, absolutely.
Hmm. Wow. That is powerful. That's sick. Aaron, you got something?
Yeah, I just want to ask Ms. Clark, what's the number one question you get asked in interviews that you're getting tired of answering?
Aaron,
nah, seriously.
This interview stuff.
Not because I don't want to ask that question, so this is like a segue to something else.
Don't No, actually, there's no question that I get tired of answering. And if you pay attention, what I've learned was a lot of these people that do these interviews, like the celebrities and stuff that do these phone interviews, TV interviews, radio interviews, they have the same questions and answers sitting. They know them. They can say the same stuff. Wherever they go, magazines, whatever, it don't matter. It's the same answers. Everything is just formal. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I'll be peeping that because it needs to all look like the same thing.
Yeah,
it needs to all look like the same thing.
Over and over again. Just rattle off the same thing.
All right, well, I'm going to ask a question. What is, because you have had a long career and you've definitely stayed relevant throughout your career, what changes have you personally seen within the genre?
Well, you know how we do as a people. Whenever we get into something, we just dominate it and take it to all types, all kinds of levels. So really, we haven't even scratched the surface yet, Aaron. One thing I am saying is that everybody is writing a book. Everybody. Look, I'm like in Coming of America, when he said, stopping this film, like everybody's writing the book. Prisoners, people out here, everybody's writing a book. So we haven't even scratched the surface as far as where we're going to take it. I'm just waiting to see where are we going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
We scratched the surface, and we just really we haven't done it yet.
Nah, I know. I've been feeling like that for a long time.
Where do you think it's going next, though? I hear you got entertainment, you got technology. You just talked about dropping that app. Make sure y'all on the lookout for that app for Blood, Sweat, and Payback. What do you see, just from your own view of where it started, because you started street level with the paperbacks, trying to push those to now they got the Kindles and they can one click, now they got apps. What do you see next?
Wherever technology goes.
Okay.
Wherever the technology goes, that's where it's going.
Okay.
Like it or leave it. Wherever the technology goes, that's where it's going. Now, what I did notice was a lot of the urban writers. They need to take advantage more of those audio books. We're not really taking advantage of that platform. And it's a whole bunch of other platforms that we don't take. I talk about in my distribution program, when you sign, when you put in your name and email, you're going to get the most frequently asked questions. So I talk about some of the platforms. There's a lot of stuff. We're not even scratching the surface compared to the mainstream authors. We just start a Kindle book, and that's it. There's so many different other platforms. We're not even scratching the surface. We're leaving so much money on the table. It's crazy. But at the same time, even what we're doing, we're still killing it.
Yeah,
we are bringing Amazon and all of them so much money. It's crazy.
It's bananas.
And we're not even scratching the surface. We're not even taking advantage of all the platforms that's out here that mainstream takes advantage of.
What's the biggest piece of advice you can give this new age group of authors coming up, with technology and everything moving? What's the biggest advice you can give them about their work and their work ethic?
Your story. Don't just throw a story together. Really work on it, craft it, make it a hell of a good story. Get it edited. Don't cut corners on your editing. I talk about that in my distribution. Most frequently asked questions as well. Editing, nice cover design. Don't cut corners. And the story, your story, your story, your story. Nobody wants no crap. There's too much stuff out here. So if you want to rise to the top, you have to really craft your story. A lot of writers, they just want to rush through it. Throw something together. Yeah, that's it. No, you got to really tighten that story up. Because our stories are told over and over and over again, so you really gotta make sure it's tight. I was watching Unsung with Pam Grier, and it was asking her. They was giving a synopsis on what the movie. Did you see the movie Coffee?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm telling my age. Cause y'all are quiet. The church is all quiet. Ain't nobody
seen it.
Nah, we seen Coffee.
Got it. We got it.
gosh. Well, Coffee was about, she was pissed off that her sister got a hold of some bad dope and died, so she went on a revenge in the hood. I'm like, dad, going to the same story. That's what back in the 70s, and we telling the same story now through books. We're telling the same stories over and over and over again. So it's your story. It's your story. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing. You ain't no good story, forget about it.
Yeah, and I a lot of times when I do the interviews, I always tell them how much you're a stickler, you know, about those stories, how, you know, we had to do our first edits, and you was like, put them edits down, go read this, do not touch them edits.
Oh, yeah, y'all.
Read
I didn't even tell y'all how I had a fight with Miss Nene Capri here.
This show is not about me.
The pussy trap, when she first turned that in, that was like 500 pages. I said, Nene, you got to cut this thing down, sister. I had to fight with her. She looked at me like I'm crazy, like I didn't know what I'm talking about. But then when I gave it to the editor, and the editor, the stuff I was telling, when the editor told her what she did, she's like, okay, I'm listening. But, you know, that's how it is. You know, I got to put you on Front Street, Nene. Oh, and, wait.
You ain't right.
Audio book. Pussy Trap. I just got an email right before y'all came because I gave the Pussy Trap to the guy, the narrator to do. He sent me an email, said, oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I mean, I'll do rated R.
Oh,
this
God.
This is a little too much. Do you have anything else? And this is too much.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, O-M-G.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
well,
that again?
No, I'm not the only rebellious one.
Say that again?
She's at least,
said,
you know,
I'm not the only rebellious one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. Come
I
on.
I hear it. Leisha is to me like I am to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh my God. Okay.
Me.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's it's good to have a Nene.
Oh God. Lord have mercy. Yeah, but that's what's up. So it's rated R. So are we gonna have it? Or are we gonna have the Pussy
Girl,
Trap?
Girl, that's rated R. You rated X.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Well, I'm trying to find somebody. It's taking so long. I'm trying to find somebody bold enough to want to get us in the studio, moaning and groaning and talking dirty and whatnot. So I told the dude, I said, okay, try something. I said, okay, what about Bonded by Blood? What about Ultimate Sacrifice? What about Thirsty? I said, you're really scared of that. Just corner with the Vengeance. Just do something. You got to keep the wheels, keep everything in motion. So now he's looking through to see what he can handle. But the Pussy Trap, he was just too through at that.
That ain't right.
I know.
Tom, I said, man up. Let's go.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep.
Lord have mercy. So are you trying to take the whole WCP to the audio department? Is that where you are now?
Mainstream. It's taking advantage of every medium out there. We have to do the same thing. In audiobook, that's just one medium. There are so many different mediums out there that we're not even scratching the surface. Again, www.clarkdistribution.zreply.com. Go to there, type it in, you get the most frequently asked questions and what this is all about. We're not even scratching the surface.
Could you give us that email again?
Doing the Kindle, and basically that's about it.
Could you plug that email again, Wahida?
Sure. The website is, or the opt-in form is wclarkdistribution.zreply.com. Put in your name and email. You'll get the information and most frequently asked questions instantaneously.
That's what's up. Well, we're going to get ready to drop Expeditiously. We're going to drop that beat on Nuance's song that she did with Christopher Williams. We're going to listen to that.
Okay.
And then we're going
to
come back. Yes, Nuance is the bomb. We're going to come back.
We have callers who got their hands up. They're waiting to talk to the
callers,
queen.
We're going
to
let
you guys in. Yes. We're going to also allow you to give out some books. You just, you know, pick who you're going to pick. It's going to be on Writing Royalty. We're going to give out some ebook copies of Blood, Sweat, and Payback. You got your WCP Divas. They are in the chat room. Please shout out the
WCP Divas. Y'all number one. I don't care what nobody said.
Yes.
What's up, y'all?
That was our girls. Yep. So other than that, Aaron, go ahead and drop that beat, and we'll come right back and pick up with the queen, Wahida Clark.
Yes.
Yeah. None but flavor. Let's go!
My love for you stay thicker than a snicker. I was down with you when niggas wasn't checking for ya. For real. Triple OG, drunk in love. I held it down in these streets. For real. How you gonna mention no condition? Keeping with tradition, and I know you out here tricking. Knick-knack, paddy-whack, give a dog a bone. I let that dog roam, and he found his way home. Not to mention, I keep the body finger licking good. Now you Hollywood, I miss my thug from the hood. Been hurt so many times, I hurt your many lines. Sitting, waiting, contemplating, flirting with these guys. I only do it cause I know it makes you mad. And we take it to the bed, best sex I ever had. I can't front, you're the one for me. In the sheets, in the streets, unconditionally nuanced.
Sensing hesitation in the way that you relay your love to me. Trying to test and see how imperfect, perfect love can be. Oh, I know you've been hurt before. I know how it is when you're trying to find you. Cause I've been hurt before, and I've been in repair mode. I know what it takes to get through. Can't let that phase make you give away us, give up on trust. Cause that's when we start to argue. We shouldn't have to fight to make love, and we ain't gotta break up to make up. Cause there's no obligation, cause our foundation is more than enough.
It's not conditional.
When it comes to love, conversation that you're starting to compare me to him, but he ain't me no any many man. There's no comparison. You gotta let go of the past, or it's gonna hold us back, girl. You gotta put down your bags and believe I'm better than that. I know what it takes to get through. Can't let that phase make you give away up, give up on trust. Cause that's when we start to argue. Have to fight to make love, and we ain't gotta break up to make up. There's no obligation, cause our foundation is more than enough. It's not conditional,
not conditional.
When it comes to loving you, ooh,
not traditional.
When it comes to
Jaheim for a minute.
You know, he said, but look, check it out. we said the same thing. He said that Jaheim bit his style. That's you remember, Crystal was out before Jaheim.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jaheim bit his style. Right.
Wow.
Yeah, way before Jaheim. He was out with
yep,
Men and Lords
right.
and all that.
He said Jaheim bit his style.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That song is hot. I love that song. I need that to write in my phone. I can listen to that when I'm working
well,
out.
That's on the app.
Absolutely.
That's on the app. And don't forget, y'all
wow.
Whoever's not on my email list, make sure they go to wclarkpublishing.com, put in your email, make sure you're on my list. So as soon as this app drops, that song is on there for free. It's just a free download. And I'm telling you, ladies, when y'all hear The Letter by Trey Maslin,
read
out loud. You're going to be playing, you're going to be hitting rewind or whatever it's called nowadays. You're going to be playing it over and over again.
Why well, did
whoever,
you just say whatever it's
I
called
did.
Nowadays?
Yeah, I did.
Whoever monitoring the chat room could actually type the link in there to the,
okay,
to the website she just gave so the people
I
that
got it right here.
The chat,
yeah,
they can click on it right now.
It.
Okay.
I'm actually posting it on Facebook, so you guys, it'll
right,
pop
okay.
up on Facebook, too.
Okay.
Very good. Wow. Okay, well, Aaron, go ahead on and bring some callers in, so we know you know they love to speak to the queen. Callers, we're about to bring you on the line. Please have your TVs
yeah.
and your computers
your
turned down
music.
Low. Yes.
Background,
we don't want you to miss
background
anything.
Noise, all that,
yes.
please. And try to be brief as possible so we can move on. The callers is crazy. Thank you very much for tuning in. We're going to go with caller 646488. Good evening. You are live with the Right and Royalty crew and the Queen, Miss Wahida Clark, tonight. Who are we speaking with?
Are they shy? Are they shy? Sometimes they get
I don't
shy.
Know. They might have been on hold and put their phone down. Are you there, 646488?
We'll come back to them if they shy.
All right, we'll come back to you.
They might be in hair and makeup. Take the next call.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to move on to 570-540. Good evening. You are live with the Right and Royalty crew and the Queen Wahida Clark this evening. Who
hello.
Are we speaking with?
This is
hello.
Alicia, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
What's
hey.
Going on, Keisha?
You hear me? Hi.
Yes, it's really you.
Wahida, that's my Keisha.
Oh, from PA?
Yes.
Miss Keisha, what's up? Long time.
That's
no
I have see. One. I have one question for you.
What's up, Keisha?
When is Thugs coming to
oh,
a
yeah.
movie near me?
Hey, hang tight. You know I got you right. Just hang
I got
tight.
It. I've been waiting. What's going
tight.
On?
You and me both. So hang tight. Hang tight. Okay.
And can I get a role in the movie? I know, so I have
right.
a role in the movie.
What's going on? Keisha, you talk about when is the Thugs movie going to drop? When is your book going to drop? What happened to your
oh,
book?
Get her, Wahida. Get her, Wahida. Yes. Please get
coming.
On her.
Oh, Keisha.
Look at
her. Be quiet now.
I have it. It's coming. I'll get the name of it. It's called Sugar Coated and Sweet Pea. It's two books.
Well, handle your business, sister. You is long overdue.
I know,
but,
right?
But I love you. And I was just thinking about you a couple of days ago. Well, I'll get with you. I was just thinking about you. Yeah.
All right. And I'm so
all
proud
right.
of
good hearing from you.
Yeah.
Blood, sweat,
thank
and payback.
You.
20 seconds. Blood, sweat,
and I can win a book, right? Can I win a book? Can I win something? If you don't get off this phone, I want to win.
You
already know we got you. Get
that's
get
what
on.
I was saying, Nene. Nene took the words out of my mouth. Get on off the phone, Keisha.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Appreciate you.
Bye,
please
Keisha.
Continue to listen. Thank you.
Love you. Go ahead, Aaron.
862-944. Good evening. You are live with the writing crew. Well, you know, go ahead. How you doing?
Hey.
Looking
for you earlier. I think
Jessica's
looking for you earlier.
Huh?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Are they,
all right.
Are you talking oh, to somebody?
Oh,
she's talking to somebody else. She on the show and don't even know it. How you doing? 862-944.
What's
hi,
going on?
Hello.
What's going on? How you feeling
hey.
This evening?
All right. How about you? Nene, this is Diane. Hi, Wahida. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, who is this?
This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Where you calling
hey,
from, Diane?
Hey, Diane.
Yes. Hello.
Yep. We're still here. You have a question for Wahida?
I do. First of all, I just want to say I can't wait to see you and get the new book. And I also...
Where are you, Diane? Where are you?
I'm in East Orange.
Okay. All right. You coming by the office or what?
You know what? Do you want me to come by the office?
Hey, as long as I'm there, you can come on by.
Okay, I might just do that. I might just pop in one day. But yep. I wanted to say that I truly enjoyed everything that you were saying, and I gotta get a copy of that Jaheim joint. That was crazy.
That was crazy. Y'all
feel
it? Not Jaheim. It's Christopher Williams featuring Nuance.
Yo. Y'all better stop playing.
It's going to be on the blood. Yeah, it's going to be on the blood.
Christopher Williams will put heads on
something. Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's going to be on the Blood, Sweat, and Payback. Also, it's going to be on the Blood, Sweat, and Payback app, free app. So you'll be able to get it. So just make sure you're on my mailing list. Do you get emails from me?
I get emails from you, but I heard I was actually out having dinner, and I heard you dropping a email, and I didn't get it. But I think Nene, y'all said y'all gonna put it on the website. That's what y'all gonna do.
Yeah, we'll make sure you get the info. We got you.
Okay, because I'm listening to the whole thing with the audio book and you know.
The app is gonna be dope.
I'm excited. I really am.
Thank you.
I am. I don't know. I think you know I'm one of your best. I mean, or just like, I think I'm your number one fan. First of all, I really think I am. I just
Ever since
you came out and I just want to say something real quick. I know I shared it with Wahida one day, but I just want to, you know, say how far it goes. That when Wahida first came home and she had a book signing down at Source of Knowledge, I was not able to make it. I was in South Carolina. I was living in South Carolina at the time. And I called in and I asked him, I said, whatever she has, please let her sign it
Let her sign it and hold it for you behind the calendar.
Behind the counter, right?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. And you know what happened? Right. And I did. I told him, I said, matter of fact, I said, I can't even wait that long until I come back up there. I said, y'all send
it to me.
Send
it to me. Yep. Right? That's right. Shout out to Source of Knowledge. Source of Knowledge
is
a few black bookstores that we have left, y'all.
Yes.
The black bookstores is just...
going down.
They're dying out, y'all. We got to support the black bookstores.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yes,
thank
indeed.
Thank you, Ms. Diane. We appreciate your support.
Love you, Ms. Diane.
Wahida.
You know where the office is.
I know where the office is on Evergreen. Yes, ma'am. I know.
Yes, we definitely appreciate you. Please continue to listen.
Oh, absolutely. I'm on here almost every time y'all have somebody on here because it's one thing we need to support our people, but it's another thing when our people are showing us love. So I do. I support y'all and everything y'all do. Nene, you know that. So
All right.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much.
Enjoy the rest of your
payback. Tuesday, the 22nd.
Yes. Tuesday, the 22nd. Okay, y'all have a good evening. Be blessed.
Yes, likewise.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead, Aaron.
937-313. You are live with the Writing Royalty crew and the Queen Wahida Clark. Who are we speaking with this evening?
She told me something about her office. Wait a minute, y'all gonna have to hold y'all ears for 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, who's this?
This is Stacey Johnson Leonard.
Stacey, what's good?
Where you calling from, Stacey?
Hey, Stacey. Hi, Tony. Hi, Lisa. Hey, Biba. Hey, Miss Nene.
What's going on?
Hey, Stacey. Thank y'all for letting me through. I'm enjoying it. I really greatly appreciate the jewels that you are dropping, Miss Clark.
Oh, hey, that's the least I can do.
That's a blessing.
They already know. The ladies and gentlemen already know I'm an avid reader. And so, to me, you know, you are a vet. And I don't read all these books. Jesus, help me. All of them.
I appreciate it.
I love all of them. I appreciate, you know, you took the situation that happened to you, and you didn't let it destroy you.
Yes, ma'am.
You let it, you know, you took it and you turned it into a positive.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. And I can appreciate that because in turn, you turned around and you blessed us with your talent and your gift.
And I appreciate the support and the love year after year after year, book after book after book. The Wahida readers are just keep growing. They just keep growing. One of my publishing companies that I'm signed under has shared. They sent me an email. They said, Wahida, we're going back to print with Thug Lovin'. That bad boy done passed the 70,000 mark.
Wow.
That's because of y'all.
Wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's just one
book. I'm proud of you I don't use the word black or African American. I say beautiful. As a beautiful woman, I'm proud of you. You make us other, you know, beautiful women feel more inspired. She did it.
Absolutely.
I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You bring something new and great to this generation. And thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sabrina. Hit my inbox so we can be the first person that gets Blood, Sweat, and Payback. Hit my inbox with your address for Amazon so we can get that to you on the 22nd as soon as it drops.
You talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. Hit my inbox with your information for Amazon.
Okay. Hold your ears again.
Okay.
Okay.
You're straight.
I love y'all.
We love you too. Thank
you,
Nancy.
Thank you for all your support on the show.
Wednesday at 7, right?
Yes. Wednesday
at
7.
Okay. I'll be listening. There it is.
All right.
Thanks,
have
Stacey.
A good evening.
Huh?
Okay. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Evening.
Okay, 9-0-8-2-2. Good evening. You are live with the Right and Royalty crew. Wow. Everybody having a whole nother. All right, you live.
You live in the clubhouse.
Huh?
What's your name? Where you coming from? Calling from? You live in the clubhouse.
Hello?
Hey.
Yes, it's you. It's really you.
Hold on, me? Yes, ma'am, you.
Oh, my God, I didn't even realize I got the room.
We ain't playing. We trying to
Clark.
Make dreams happen here.
Aaron, hi, Nene, this is Leah.
Leah.
Hey,
hey,
how you doing?
Mrs. Clark, I am WCP Diva. I'm representing for the WCP Divas. You know I love you.
WCP
you know I'm
Diva.
One of your biggest fans.
They better recognize.
I was listening to your interview. I just wanted to let you know that I love you. Like I keep telling you, I'm one of your biggest fans. I cannot wait to meet you. I was in the middle of making red velvet cupcakes.
Okay, all right.
I even like
cupcakes. Time to call in.
Well, when I finally get to meet you, I'll make you some. Like I made them from scratch.
What state are you in?
I'm in Jersey. I'm trying to meet you and me.
You in Jersey, girl. All you got to do, the office is in these orange, my sister.
I keep trying to come. Nene, that's what I wanted to say. Nene, I took May 23rd, 24th, and 25th off.
Okay.
So if you want to do lunch, I'm free May 23rd, May 24th, and May 25th.
All right, that'll be good. I'll come get you. If Wahida is not gone, then we'll go to the office.
Yay!
All right, okay.
No,
right.
I just wanted to, like, really tell you that I love you, Mrs. Clark. I support everything you do.
Thank you.
I'm one of your biggest fans.
Tell them.
They was the ones holding that page down while Wahida had that other page. They was holding it down there, making sure that everybody knew what was popping in WCP at the beginning. So we appreciate that.
Which other page?
The page you had where everybody used to go in and blog, and remember,
when we first put up the website.
Yes, I'm from that website, Ms. Clark.
Okay, gotcha.
Yes, I'm from way back there. I think that was like 2008, 2009.
That was way back. We go
yes.
way back.
But
support the WCPD, which have always supported me. They always go hard for me. Appreciate
I definitely
it.
Do. I just wanted to, you know, once again tell you that I love you. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Thank
say
you.
Hi to Mimi and everybody else in on the station. I just wanted to say hi and just ask you when the next time you was going to be in Jersey. That was it.
Okay. Peace and love and enjoy your red velvet cupcakes.
No problem. I'll make sure to save you some.
Okay.
I will.
Yes, and please continue to listen, and thank you for calling
in.
Oh,
no problem. I definitely will. Bye.
All
absolutely.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. And we're moving right on to 615-485.
They got you tonight.
Good evening. You are live with the Right and Rusty Crew and the Queen Wahida
Hey.
Clark. Who are we speaking
hey,
with?
Hey, yeah.
Hello. Hi.
Hi,
hey,
who's this? This is Kenya. Kenya,
hi.
Calling from where? From Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Huh? But of course,
Tennessee.
Miss Queen.
What part of Tennessee?
But of course, Miss Queen wouldn't know that because I'm not in New Jersey.
What part of Tennessee are you calling from? What part of Tennessee?
I'm in Murfreesboro, about 30 miles out of Nashville.
Okay, gotcha. Well, how long you been?
But that's okay. I love you here anyway.
I'm ready to say, how long you been reading Wahida Clark books? How long? Tell them how long you been reading them.
Oh gosh, sweetie. Oh, I don't know. You're like one of my first.
Awesome. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, we got a virgin on the line.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Hey, Aaron. You know what? That's one of the questions that I always get. She said it was his. The first, when they asked me about, well, you know, you write that kind of stuff, you know, people say it's taking down our community, blah, blah, blah. I said, I write to entertain, and you don't know how many letters I get from people, men, women, mothers, that say, my child, or this is, your book was the first book that I ever read from page one to the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, it gives our people to read in. Whether those don't like it, it doesn't matter. Because when you
mm-hmm.
go to the movies, if you don't want to go see nothing violent, you just don't go. The same with the books.
Right.
You don't want to read nothing violent, don't pick up the book.
That's so
funny. I get that question.
I'm Nene Capri, and I approve that message.
Yeah, for real. That's serious.
But listen,
yes.
I want to make this quick because I know there's other people on the line.
Yes.
But I wanted to ask Ms. Queen a question.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Well, not only a question, but I also have a statement.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm in Tennessee, so it's a lot of times that I see a lot of authors. They're either in, like, Georgia or, you know, New Jersey, New York, things like that. But I know that there's not a lot of avenues here in the state of Tennessee. But that doesn't mean that you don't have people here that's reading your books. I just want
mm-hmm.
to put that out there.
I understand.
So,
and you know, last
make that
year
known.
I came. But look, you know, last year I came to Memphis. How far are you from Memphis?
About 6 hours. About 4 to 6 hours.
That's kind of far. Even though some people are from far away, it did come out. But you got something going on, like some big events. We like to, as authors and publishers, when we travel, because, you know, it's expensive to travel. Then if you come with a street team, you got hotel, you got gas, you got food. So we like to come when there's something big going on. So if there's anything big going on in your neck of the woods with a whole bunch of people, you know, something that a whole bunch of people come out to.
Right.
That's the key.
There's definitely a lot
that's
of things going on here. Yeah. But
yeah,
I also have to put this out there, too. I was not able to actually, you know, get a hold of, like, authors and things until this past year. I just got a Facebook, so I'm, like, you know, a virgin to Facebook world.
Oh, okay.
But,
all right.
to finally, you know, be able to communicate to the authors that I, you know, that I read and have been reading for years.
We appreciate
you. Because I am an avid reader.
We appreciate you.
Yes, we definitely appreciate you.
But I do have a question, though.
Go ahead.
Is there any pressure for you when you go and write a book, you know, with you being the queen? You know what I'm saying? Is there, like, any pressure?
Well,
of,
yeah.
You know, your next book.
You do have to try to top your previous one. That's the name of the game. You don't want to come out with something that was less than what you put out the last time. So, yeah, that's pressure. So you have to, you know, you have to give it all you've got and more, and more, and more.
Yes. Yep. Thank you.
So how do you deal with that?
Hmm?
How do you deal with that? I mean,
you're right.
I know you have to give it more, but.
You deal with it by doing it. You deal with it by doing it, making sure when you finally finish, you're like, all right, this is what's up right here. This is that shiznit. This is it.
Listen to Rita.
Oh, Lord.
I love
Rita, in the words of nuance, stop embarrassing me, mama.
Oh, my God. What about the time y'all made a mistake on Facebook? I still don't know how to work Facebook fully. The time I clicked and I got married that day.
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck I was doing on Facebook. Everybody was congratulating. I got like hundreds. Everybody congratulations. But I mistakenly hit that today that I got married. That was the new event in my life. And I've been married for a long time.
Yeah, stop embarrassing us, mama.
Yeah, I know.
Knock it off.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
All right,
thank you, Kenya. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Well, thank you all.
Thank you.
And again,
thank you
for the support. Thanks for supporting the Black Authors.
Yes.
Anytime. Y'all have a nice evening.
You
yes,
too.
Likewise.
Thank you
for
calling in, Kenya.
Bye-bye.
So, Aaron, take one more caller so we could go ahead and give away another book. And then we're going to let Ms. Clark give us some more information on what's coming out of that camp so that we can let her get back to what it is she does.
Yes, I got to get ready for tomorrow, y'all, from 9 o'clock in the morning to like 10 o'clock at night.
Whew.
Okay. 618-593. Good evening. You're live with the Writing Royalty crew and the Queen, Wahida Clark. Who are we speaking with?
I can't see her. Get on Facebook and get on the phone.
Whoa. Hey, man.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you calling from? You're live.
It's my dad.
What?
I can hear you.
Yeah,
hello. Listen,
we're
going
about to
air.
Put you on mute. It's another caller because we don't play games on this show. Like, what's going on? You got something for Miss Wahida Clark this evening? All right, we're moving on.
Okay.
301. Good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty crew and Miss Wahida Clark. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, you speak to Tamika Monique.
How you doing?
Hey,
Mimi. Hey, Aaron. Hey, is it Lisa and Tony?
Hey,
yeah, how
are
you doing?
Hey, it's Lisa. Lisa, I'm so sorry, Mama. I'm going to just say
it's
this real
okay,
quick.
Honey.
Get them soon, Queen. You got it. I just want to make sure Miss Wahida Clark, you're going to be here tomorrow in Bowie Mountain. Don't have me go to Half Note. And they talk about the Queen ain't here tonight. So I just want to make sure
you coming out. Repeat this. Put her on loudspeaker. Repeat that. Let them know what's up. Tell them one more time.
The Queen is supposed to be in Bowie, Maryland. Is this correct? You giving it
absolutely
to us, Queen?
All
right.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'll be
I'm
there
just coming
8
on.
O'clock. 8 o'clock.
I'll be there at 7 o'clock standing outside with the flag waving. Get us to Queen. You got
make sure you tell me who you are, okay? Come up to me and say that. Give them to a queen. Come up to me and say that. I know who you are, okay?
All right. It's Tamika Monique. Mimi, I'll holler at you.
Okay,
so keep coming going on. All right.
Hit me
anytime.
All right. Good night.
All right.
Night.
You have a good evening.
Thanks
Thank you for
calling
in. Please continue to listen. Okay, Ms. Clark, you are back on your throne. We are not going to let anybody else interrupt you. For real.
All right, no problem. I enjoyed the time. Blood, sweat, and payback. April 22nd, this Tuesday. The Blood, Sweat, and Payback app, hopefully this Tuesday, if not tomorrow. Payback, Blood, Sweat, and Payback mixtape, wclarkpublishing.com. I got Enemy Bloodline by Umar Quandir coming out. I got this joint called Butterfly. I'm going to drop that a couple of weeks after Enemy Bloodline. That's going to be crazy. Y'all.com, Vicks Candy was off the chain. Wait till y'all get hold of Butterfly. We got a whole bunch of stuff coming, y'all, for 2014.
Yes.
And don't forget, be ready. If you're not on my email list, make sure you are. So as soon as that Blood, Sweat, and Payback app is up and live, you can go download it for free. You hear that audio book of the letter. And the authors, independent publishers, wclarkdistribution.zreply.com. I'll be at the Half Note Lounge in Bowie, Maryland tomorrow at 8 o'clock. The Doc Bookshop next weekend.
That's PM, Wahida?
At Wahida
the
Clark.
The Bowie, Maryland. Is that PM? 8 PM?
Yeah. Nene, 8 o'clock in the morning for a book sign. You're killing me.
I'm sorry. Hey, let me tell you something. We get this all the time. People will hit us up and say, oh, my God, I thought
right.
it was in the morning.
You're right.
You just had a Weezy moment.
We are.
Weezy. You're not going to do that to me on the radio. Yeah. Knock it off, mama.
She
just sat right there like, Nene Capri, please, no one's here for your nonsense. I heard it.
Yeah.
I already know.
Well,
she
I believe in this. Because mine's the only one getting beaten.
Well, Alicia, you see how I act when I'm sleepy?
This is
Wahida Clark sleepy. She's getting ready to go down, y'all. And when she starts going down, she fights. She gets very violent.
I really, when she gets tired. Nene, why are you telling all my
Clark,
business, sister? Why are you telling all my business?
Before you go, Ms. Clark, because I gotta have a selfish moment.
It's so crazy to hear you call her.
She like, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mr. Bebo. Go ahead.
Now, will you please tell these people that we go back a ways.
I was in Alderson, West Virginia, when Mr. Bebo sent me his dollar change out. What was it? Dollar out? What was it? Change for
Why
dollar?
He to stop? Stop.
What was it?
Yo, you gonna trash me all the time. I love it. You know I love you.
And
for
make
real.
Sure you tell your mom. Tell your mom I said hello. Okay.
Yes, definitely. Nah, but for real, Wahida definitely inspired me. Like, she put me, she opened the door for me. I was in a doorless room until she responded back to me. I was like, I got something.
Even though he didn't want to listen, y'all. He didn't want to listen.
Nah, listen. Ah. I was listening. You're right. I wasn't listening,
right?
But I was halfway listening because
okay.
I'm still here.
All right. Okay. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Brother. Okay. All right. Much love. But, yeah, we do go way back. I was in all this thing when we was writing.
Yeah, I was like 04.
Gosh. Dang. Woo. How long you been home, Mr. Bebo?
I came home at 05. Remember, we was writing. Okay. You was arguing. You was like, yo, you be moving too much. Because I was in New York, then I was down in Miami. You wanted the heat. You was on the heat
right.
in 06, too.
Okay.
You was on the
I
heat.
I came out in 07.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you be moving around too much.
Yeah, that's when I had met your mom when we was upstate New York.
Yeah.
That came out.
That's cool.
Man.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Official queen of street literature, Wahida Clark, Blood, Sweat, and Payback, April 22nd. Get ready.
Yes. Everybody,
yes.
Go out.
Sure.
Don't forget that app. Y'all getting a lot. So that's another thing, too. I want to highlight that Ms. Clark is giving out a lot. A lot of times I see readers act like authors don't give back or whatever. That app is so, it's so much on there. That's like, it's crazy. You get that, that's giving back right there. So please definitely go out and support the book.
The audio book, when they put that up on Amazon, you know, that's going to be charged. But in the app, you can get it for free. But up on when Amazon ACX put up the audio, it's not going to be free. But whoever download the app for free, they get that audio book, The Letter by Trey Macklin, for free. And I'm telling y'all, when y'all hear it, you're going to keep playing it over and over again. Make sure y'all email me and just confirm what I just said. Because I was like, yes. Oh, my God. Then we also got Swag coming out on audiobook. He killed Swag. Y'all going to love Swag on audio. Nene's book, I'm having a hard time because her stuff is so raunchy. People are scared to be in the booth moaning and groaning and all that good old stuff.
Me and Tony about it. Yeah, we'll read it.
Yeah, so, no, I need to know, we have to have somebody to narrate it. You know, get professional people to narrate the book. And look, Nene, I had some auditions. Oh, my gosh, I even had white country people reading the Pussy Trap. They wanted to, you don't know how many people I turned down. You got to hear this stuff. You're going to laugh.
I got to come to the office.
You're going to laugh. I said, Nuance, come here. Listen to this one right here.
Look, I can't picture it. I'm sorry. I cannot picture
it.
That would just be too much. But Wahida, you know we can't let you get off of here without giving us a Thug exclusive. I mean, the readers would freaking kill me.
Oh, my gosh.
If I did not get a Thug exclusive, please give us a Thug exclusive.
Okay, wait. In the back of Blood, Sweat, and Payback, I got two versions. And y'all supposed to be, when y'all get it, y'all supposed to read both of them and text me and let me know which version, which way I should take the book. So that's all I can say about that. Y'all got two chapters in the back of Blood, Sweat, Payback.
Wow.
That's a whole other level, y'all. Let's swallow Blood, Sweat, and Payback first. Then we can deal with the Thug a little later. But I got to go with the Thug. I got two chapters in the back of Blood, Sweat, and Payback. Two chapter ones, because I don't know which way to take the book. Some people, I've been getting some texts already. Some people's like, oh, my gosh, version one is killing me. But, yeah, do it.
So, oh, my God. I'm excited. And this is the first book that you wrote that I have not read on the cut and run floor. So I'm going to be just excited as everybody else. Yes.
Wow.
Yes, this is the first one. Usually I'm always, like, right there, like, looking at your notes, computer.
Right.
To be the first one that I actually. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to read it. I'm excited. I am truly excited. Man, this is going to be bananas. And when Thugs come out, I'm going to lose control because I am a total.
Yeah, you really are.
Goofy. I am such a goofy. The Thug series. I don't care what nobody
say.
I sneak in Wahida's room when she goes to the bathroom and try to like read her handwritten notes.
Yes, you do.
She comes back.
Yes, you do. And I'll be like, please get out of here. She'll come first thing in the morning. I'll be like, what do you want? Then she'll sit on the bed and be looking.
I'm like, you got them pages? You got them pages?
That's what she said, y'all. That's exactly what she said.
Yeah, but we thank you for coming out.
What else y'all got for me?
I ain't got nothing. Miss Tony, you got anything?
Nah, we
got
to get
some.
Your breath. Oh, okay.
Hurry up. I want to know when you come. I got two quick questions. When you coming to Michigan? And I was listening to an interview and you talked.
At least you got it's one question at a time, for Christ's sake.
Are we going to Michigan or Chicago? Where are we going? We're going to one of those places. Honestly, I don't know, my sister. I'm coming to Michigan or Chicago. I forgot which one it was because Nuance is in the background saying whoever wants to watch the official queen in their hood to set something up. But like I said, we like to do it big. We like to come out with this bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you pointed that out.
Wahida, you had made a really good point when you talked about mm-hmm. how, you know, sometimes readers want to get you in their towns and their cities,
mm-hmm.
but it is a lot for authors to travel. And, you know, the publishing
right.
houses are not paying for
right.
authors
Absolutely.
To go places. It's, you know, it's out the author's pocket. So, you know,
Absolutely.
That is very expensive. The hotels, you know, the eating, the
mm-hmm.
traveling, the driving, if you're flying,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
That's
so,
right.
yeah, you want those authors in your city. You pull together, get book clubs or whatever
Absolutely.
You guys have to do to try
that's
to
right.
help
that's
make
what,
it happen.
That's what California is doing for me. That's
mm-hmm.
why I'm going to California. So
mm-hmm.
book clubs is pulling it together, making it happen.
Yes. And Texas,
all right, Detroit, we're trying to get Miss Swahida here. We always got something going on in Detroit, especially in the summertime. So,
okay.
y'all
right.
from Michigan, hit my
okay.
inbox. Let's see what we can get together. The other question was
and
your
wait,
magazine.
You
talked
Detroit.
About
wait,
a magazine.
On, hold up. You from Detroit? Is this going
No, I'm from California. I live out there, though. I live out in Detroit.
Okay, gotcha. Because when I was locked up, the Detroit, I tell everybody this. The ladies from Detroit, those were the most realest ones. Those were my best friends, Detroit first and second. The Detroit ladies just, yeah, they was real. They kept it real.
That's what's
they
up.
They kept it real. Okay, now the magazine, oh, my gosh, we haven't had time to even, we got the layout and everything. We haven't even had time to focus on the magazine. We got so many other things going on, especially with this distribution thing, because this is going to be huge.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Tony. Get your question so that we can get ready to let Ms. Clark go.
Okay. Ms. Clark, I just have one quick question. Do you still get that initial thrill with your new book like that's coming out on Tuesday that you had with your first book?
I sure do.
Mm-hmm.
I sure do.
That's good.
All
right.
I think
is that it, everybody? Everybody done with their questions?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we're going to let
you
go.
Like
you
don't act like y'all don't want me to go.
Nah,
you know,
we
know.
Go,
but you guys don't.
We want you to be refreshed because we want
yeah,
you
to
go
be,
out and greet
them
people.
I got a big day tomorrow. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell them, Mr. Beeble. Say it one more time.
Nah, for real, we want you to be looking refreshed so when you go meet them people. It's a different
right.
thing when you're going out to touch the people and they getting to be able to be close to you and really see you, and it's about to be a big thing. I know you're going to do it big. And before
you
leave, sir. I'm going to hit you with this little snippet because you
know. The queen is tight, though.
Oh, yeah.
The queen is tight, though. The queen is tight, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm imagining.
The queen is tight, though.
All right, we're going to let the queen
oh,
go.
No,
we can't be holding her.
I just got to go. I'm moving to stay the whole thing. Why are you playing?
I thought you had time.
Right.
You know,
that's
just...
what Aaron does. Aaron does
right.
to get people the
wait,
shock and
awe. This is your radio show. Ain't no such thing as you're out of time. Nitty,
nah,
I know,
but
to play the song.
I got you. You say good night to the people, Wahida. If y'all hang on, if y'all still on the phone, if y'all hang on, we will give out some more Blood, Sweat, and Payback.
Oh, yeah.
While they play yes. my theme song, the official queen of street literature, Wahida Clark. I innovate. Wahida Clark, the official queen, Blood, Sweat, and Payback, April 22nd.
Let's
yes.
get it. The queen is tight up. The queen is tight up.
The Q-double-E is the reason I'ma see myself. What else? Well, fame hasn't got me. Souped up, selling out, sloppy or poppy. There's so much to live for. Therefore, here's more from a woman. All women, keep your rumors to yourself. The overblown, homegrown. knowledge and grace. I'll never run my piece of them, I take it to your face. Open wide your hope and eyes, gotta stop or maybe choke. Cause it's very hard to be while I have got you in a yoke. I caught your thought, I cut it short, and no one's ever getting near. Like teeth, like added up to here.
Give it so quick.
Because the queen has now reached a certain plateau. All I do is do and say it's that so. Talk is cheap, and if talk got any cheaper, huh? They be selling Nike tongues instead of sneakers. Case, sarah, sarah, blah, 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 etc. This is the scene from the queen, la, la. Lovely and lyrically loose, but ladylike. I'm too slick to slip or get tripped by the shady type. Chump shall talk and still wonder how loose I got. When I'm in town, I give the roosters boost the shot. Break, break, face, face, never, never waste. Waste your mind on a rhyme that'll get thrown in your front and face. I caught your thought, I cut it short, and no one's ever getting near. Latifah's had it up to here.
Give it so quick.
Thank you. Yes, Diane, make sure you hit my inbox
with your email address for your Kindle so we can get that to you on the 22nd. You will get a copy of Blood, Sweat, and Payback.
All right.
Yes.
I'm about to
got another caller.
All right. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
Good evening, 732-670. You are live with the Writing Royalty Crew.
Hey, y'all. I'm all waving like y'all can see me. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey.
What are we speaking with?
Hey, how you doing? This, I know you probably don't remember me. You probably do, but it's with you. I met you down at Source of Knowledge and almost had a heart attack.
Oh, no, not a good old-fashioned heart attack.
No, so, you know, I wasn't in my right state of mind, but, you know, I'm just saying that.
Well, thank you, Princess, and for calling in and you know, sticking with the interview. We're going to also be giving you a free copy of Blood, Sweat, and Payback. Please hit my inbox with your information for Amazon so we can get that to you on the morning of the 22nd when it goes live.
And you know I will. I just want to say thank you, guys, and I love you guys. Erin, I haven't read any of your books yet, but I will. Mark my words, I will.
Yes,
thank you.
I appreciate you.
Don't worry about me because I am an avid reader. I asked Nene if I could read her stuff before she even put it out, but she already got somebody doing that, so I'll just wait.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes,
we love
you
and we appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys more than you know. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
One more,
and,
Aaron.
Yes.
One more.
570-540. Good evening. You're live with the Writing Royalty Crew. Who are we speaking with?
It's Keisha again. Hey. I'm Keisha.
Okay. Oh, Keisha is not playing.
I can't.
But listen, we're gonna get you the paperback of I Used to Love Her.
Okay.
I'm gonna mail that out to you. Yeah, I'm gonna sign it. I'm gonna mail that out to you. We'll get that out to you. So there it is. You done got you a book. Because
okay.
You was not playing.
I was
not
playing games. I'm playing with y'all.
For real.
I love the show though. I'm cooking and listening at the same time. Two chains.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate
you. What you say, teacher? I said, you know, I'm doing two things, so I said two chains. Can you get off my phone? I love you. I love you more. Lord have mercy. Get Keisha off. She's so bad. We had a whole Oprah and Gail experience. Keisha just was with me on my book tour, and we had an awesome, awesome time. We met some great readers. It was phenomenal. We touched with some libraries. We learned some history. We visited a lot of different places, and we had a really, really good time. We both needed it for our spiritual well-being and our mental clarity. We spent a lot of hours in the car, but I had a really, really good time. Make sure that you guys are ready to cop that Blood, Sweat, and Payback. Make sure you are ready to get that app, that Blood, Sweat, and Payback app. Make sure you're ready to get that. Also, what else did Wahida share with us? In the back of Blood, Sweat, and Payback are the two chapters of chapter one to the Thug series. So you have to get that Blood, Sweat, and Payback. You have to be able to email her so you can vote in on which way she should go with the last part of the Thug series. So make sure you get that, you read it, you read the two chapters that she's giving you in the back of Blood, Sweat, and Payback, and you email her so that you'll be able to tell her what you think and which way she should go. We also have the soundtrack to Blood, Sweat, and Payback. We'll be dropping soon. Make sure you keep up with Nuance Art. Keep up with Nuance Art outside of Wahida's personal Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you're friends with Nuance Art. You're following her on Twitter and Instagram to keep up with everything that comes out of Wahida's corner. And she'll be posting it. And the Writing Royalty Crew, Nene Capri, Erin Bebo, will all try to post these updates, her tour schedule. She'll be in a city near you. Make sure you guys keep up with it. That distribution, authors, calling attention to the authors. If you are independent and you need to get on that distribution trail, which is definitely what it's about, you know, having your work out there. Like Wahida said, we aren't even scratching the surface and making the money that mainstream makes. So we need to make sure that we hit Wahida up. We're going to be posting the link. You can get some great information from her and be able to take your vision with your writing of your book to a whole different level. So please make sure you keep up with what's coming out of WCP. She said she has Butterfly coming, a book coming from one of WCP authors. I missed the other title, but we will have it. And like I said, if you keep in contact with Nuance Art, she's always posting the covers and links and everything to the book. So please keep up with that. She's in Maryland, Bowie, Maryland. She will be there tomorrow evening. Make sure you keep up with that.
That's
and what else do you have, Aaron?
I think that's about it. They definitely need to go get that app. The link is posted where you need to go. Get yourself added to an email list for certain. And get the book on Tuesday.
Yes.
And make it a big day. Let's send the queen back to the New York Times bestsellers list. Like, she gives
it
back.
Yes. We have a 301, Aaron. Who is that? Do we have that 301 still on hold? Is that one last caller we can take for a book?
Let me see who this is. 301, good evening. You are live with the Writing Royalty Crew.
Good evening, people, again. How are y'all?
Again, I thought we had you. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Did we have her already?
Yeah, you have me. I'm here.
I'm sorry. Did we already give you a book?
No, you didn't. I just was shouting out to Queen and giving her a little anthem thing, and that's it. It's Tamika Monika Gini.
Oh, you. Oh, that's you. Okay. You are not. This is a family member. I don't even know why the family members be just, like, putting their hands up for the books. Like, I'm like, you guys should come to the office.
Nah.
You guys, I mean, honestly, you live with us.
Give that to somebody. Y'all can donate to somebody. I'm going to go ahead and just buy a couple from her tomorrow anyway, have a sign them and give them to some of the people down here in Maryland. So, you know, I'm keeping y'all, y'all numbers up. You know how we do.
Thank you. And
make sure you
tag us in the pictures. When you get with Wahida, please tag Writing Royalty, Nene Capri, or any one of us in the pictures so that we can blast them as well, you know, showing that you guys are down there and you had a good time. Please post your pictures for everybody to enjoy the Wahida Clark experience right along with you. We would really love that.
No problem. Not at all. I love this show. Y'all keep on doing what y'all doing.
Yes.
Just, you know. Keep it going. We got to keep, you know, this thing going with our people. We support one another. All right?
Yes, indeed.
Yes,
thank you. We appreciate you.
All right. Much love. Enjoy, people.
Much love.
All right. Good evening.
All right. Well, this has been a great experience. I think
this has been a great interview.
Yes.
Yes, I'm excited. And I'm excited for everything that's coming down the pike, to see the heavy hitters, you know, still in the industry, still doing wonderful things, still being innovative, still being cutting edge, still setting trends, which is not easy, you know, with everything that's changing. But, you know, Wahida Clark is one of those who always, like she said, she reads and she studies. You know, she's up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, listening and watching and, you know, trying to scheme on how to make things better for the readers, how to give them something new and refreshing all the time, innovative. You know, she has the think tank of trusted people who she gets with, who sit around and toss those ideas around and make sure that the readers are always getting their best that Wahida Clark can present to them. And that's just awesome, you know. So I'm looking forward to seeing what else comes out of our camp. I can't wait to drop the Pussy Trap Part 4. I was writing on that today. I think I'm about to outdo myself. That's all I can say. It's ridiculous. I know Wahida probably over there tapping her foot like, yo. That's why I didn't bring it up, because I didn't, like, want to get a beating on live radio, because she will get me. So I didn't even bring it up because I was, like, supposed to have it to her by now. But she know how I am about my trap. That is my baby, and I take my time with her, and I always, you know, try to, you know, make sure I'm giving you my best, my best, my best, because the Pussy Trap is my baby. So it's coming. It's going to be that heat. So that's another thing coming out of the Wahida Clark camp this year really, really soon. And I'm excited. So it's going to keep going. Aaron, please drop that beat. Good night to all our callers. Good night to all our readers. Play that Blood, Sweat, and Payback track one more time on our way out the door. Good night, everybody.
Come on, I already had it. I know how successful what you do. Good night.
Yeah, none but flavor. Let's go.
My love for you stay bigger. up in a snicker. I was down with you when niggas wasn't checking for ya, for real. Triple OG, drunk in love, I held it down in these streets, for real. How you gonna mention no condition? Keeping with tradition, and I know you out here tricking. Knick-knack, paddy-whack, give a dog a bone. I let that dog roam, and he found his way home. Not to mention, I keep the body finger-licking good. Now you Hollywood, I miss my thug from the hood. Been hurt so many times, I heard your many lines. Sitting, waiting, contemplating, flirting with these guys. I only do it cause I know it makes you mad. And we take it to the bed, best sex I ever had. I can't front, you're the one for me. In the sheets, in the streets, unconditionally nuanced.
Sensing hesitation in the way that you relay your love to me. Trying to test and see how imperfect, perfect love can be. Oh, I know you've been hurt before. I know how it is when you're trying to find you. Cause I've been hurt before, and I've been in repair mode. I know what it takes to get through. Can't let that phase make you give away us, give up on trust. Cause that's when we start to argue. It's more than enough. Oh, oh. It's not conditional.
Not conditional, not conditional.
When it comes to loving you, I know it's not traditional.
Not traditional, not traditional.
When it comes to loving you, loving you. I can tell by your conversation that you're starting to compare me to him. But he ain't me no any man, there's no comparison. You gotta let go of the past, or it's gonna hold us back, girl. You gotta put down your bags and believe I'm better than that. I know what it takes to get through, can't let that phase make you give away up, give up on trust, cause that's when we start to argue. We shouldn't have to fight to make love, and we ain't gotta break up to make. Cause our foundation is more than enough. It's not conditional.
Not conditional, not conditional.
Oh, when it comes to loving you. Oh, it's not traditional.
Not traditional,
baby.
Not traditional.
When it comes to loving you. Loving you, my baby. You ain't gonna be a reality TV just to find that real. With a million